Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. Happy day 91 of the program. You guys know me. I'm Gina. You're probably tired of me at this point, but this is Tony. He made his appearance last week when he took over the live for me. Did such a great job, babes.
I did. I might have to take your job moving forward.
So we, I still haven't checked in yet. I totally forgot until I woke up this morning. So I'll do like a check out a little bit later on today, but we're going to share the results of the survey. So first of all, if you haven't filled it out yet, there's still time. You can find the survey. Did we email it out?
Yeah.
So we emailed out the link to the survey
on Friday,
on Friday, and then you can find it in the group here. You can search it, ask the team. You have until April 22nd to fill it out to win the iPhone 15. So there's still time. So what we're doing today is just sharing the results from the people who filled out the survey, which was how many people do we know?
2,541 as of Saturday when Ruth helped compile this initial results.
Okay, amazing. All right, so should we do administrative first stuff first?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so today's the last day for you to ask any questions that you have. Team is here, I think, till 7 p.m. tonight. So ask as many questions as you need and then come tomorrow. We stop showing up in the group. But you will still have access to all of the information. So some of you I know are following behind. So a couple of things. Your app will still work through the 91 days. The Livy AI part of it, when's that stop working? Tomorrow?
Midnight tonight.
But you can still access the database and do searches, and it'll pull up all the information for you. So all that info is still there. So if you're following behind the group, you still have access to all the information in this Facebook support group. So we archive it tomorrow, which means you can't kind of post in it, and we don't post in it, but you can still review all the information. You can read the post, watch the videos. And then if you're using the Livy Method app, you can still take it through 91 days. So say if you're on day, I don't know, 70 today, you can take it all the way through day 91. And then when you click complete, it's going to turn into a general tracker. So for those of you who are on day 91 today, first of all, congratulations. So when you complete the app tonight, right, you press complete and it'll take you, then tomorrow when you wake up, it'll turn into a general tracker. So you'll still be able to track everything, access information or no?
Yep.
That'll be in the old...
You can access the library.
The guides. Okay. But so then when you sign up for the April group, which if you haven't done that yet, make sure you do, because like I said on my Instagram post yesterday, our marketing is marketing. People are signing up, which is so fun. Of course, we want to sell out because we want to help as many people as possible, but you don't want to miss out. So go to our website, get yourself signed up. You're going to get a new code to unlock the spring summer program in the app. So you don't have to download the app again. You don't have to make a new account. You use the same app and you unlock the spring summer program in the current app that you have. And then on the 22nd, once we start, the app will turn over and you'll start tracking with the new program. Book, so many people asking about the book. So it's with the editor now. She's supposed to get it back on Monday.
Hopefully.
Monday, Tuesday, we'll pay her extra, see if she can get it done sooner rather than later. We're going to have that ready probably at the end of the week, I think.
By the 15th is the goal.
To
have it on Amazon.
Okay, by the 15th. So by the 15th, hopefully we'll have it up. But we're going to let you know. We're going to send out emails and we're going to post on social media. So if you follow us over on our Facebook or Instagram account, you'll know when we got the book up. Also, you should follow us over on our Facebook and Instagram account. I'm going to be going live over there between the break. As soon as I get back from here, I got to get I'm getting gum surgery. But it's not going to stop me. I'm still going to go live. So if you want to find me, I will be over on our social media and then also in the new group. So if you signed up for our spring summer program, we're going to close down this group and then we're going to shift everything to the new group. You would have received the link at time of purchase. I think if you search, people search it?
Search what?
The new group. Because it's a private group. Can they search it on Facebook?
Yep.
So what
do
they
search?
They
just search Livy Method.
Spring, summer 2024. Make sure it's the 2024 group. But you can search it on Instagram. We would have provided you the link.
Instagram, on Facebook.
Sorry. Yes. Yes. No, I was going to say search their emails what I was going to say. Because we sent you a link. Search your spam. That's what I was going to say. What is that? What is that? That's cool.
Oh, it actually appears on my face.
I know. Thumbs up, Tony. You can search your emails because sometimes they go in spam, but we would have sent you the link along with your code. So find that. Anyway, if you need help, reach out. We'll help. Anything administrative-wise, go to our website, GinaLivy.com, and or send us an email, weightloss@GinaLivy.com, and the team over there will help you out. If you need any tech issues, tech support, I think that's it, right? So the group, the app, the book, get signed up. All right, we're good. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good, good, good. Who's this? Cindy, hi. I started my finally and forever journey in the summer of 2022. Currently down 43 pounds since then. I feel like a new person. I have 12 more pounds to go. Progress on perfection. Oh my gosh. Okay, so first of all, you guys are tagging us in all your posts. I love it. Keep it coming. Love seeing them. Don't forget there's still time to post on the Celebrate and Inspire post. There's no deadline for that. That really is just a place for you to own it, to show up, to share everything that you've done and how proud of yourself that you are. Okay, I did it. Reached my goal. Mary Lou reached her goal. I love it. Let me see if I can read these. If I complete the maximizing post, can I send it to you later or do I wait for the spring session? Thank you so much for all you do. So there's still time today. We don't do DMs and stuff. Like if you can imagine, thousands of people would email us. So we don't do DMs. You can't send us anything or message us through a direct message. I know the social media team is really great at getting back. We try to stay on all of our messages that we get over on Facebook and Instagram, but really it's pretty impossible to keep up with everybody, but we do that really well in this group. So we have a lot of checks and balances to make sure that every single question gets answered. So you have until 7 p.m. and then the team is out of here. And then we're going to probably give them a couple days off. We usually try to give the team some downtime. In between groups, it's a lot, if you can imagine. Like our team doesn't just answer, they put their heart and soul into showing up and make sure they're providing really thoughtful responses. Sometimes people have, you know, they share some pretty deep stuff and our team really takes that personally, which is what I love about our team. But anyway, enough about our team. Well, not enough about my team. Let's take a minute and thank our amazing team because they really are amazing. All the program specialists, besides the program specialists, who are there to answer and happy and excited and to support you on your journey. There are shift supervisors behind who are making sure they go to the right posts and find all the information. Then we have assistant managers and managers. And then we have our HR department who support our whole team. Then we have our customer service, which is amazing.
Learning and training.
So we have learning and training. So we have a whole learning and training department. So wherever we make changes with the program or we figure out better ways to support you, learning and training comes in for that. Production, all the amazing videos, besides our marketing, all the in-house videos, like the amazing Dr. Pfeiffer water video. We're going to do some more stuff like with our science post. There's me and you.
Yeah,
there's Sonia, Bobby. Yeah. There's my chief of staff, Sonia. She's not just my friend. She's our chief of staff. We have our executive assistants. We have Bobby and Samantha. And then we have our tech support team. With Chris, we have a whole team of people working on the app behind the scenes. So there's a lot going on. Anyway, to answer your question, so fill out that maximizing post. Give us as much detailed information because normally we do a back and forth and just time wise today. Try to fill it out. Give us as much information as possible. Like some really deep, like don't just say you're exercising. Like tell us exactly what you were doing in exercise. You know, same thing with stress. Don't just tell us, you know, you've got it. Like, what are you doing to manage your stress? What are you doing for sleep? You can give us as much information as possible. The team would be happy to help you out. So they're around till 7 o'clock today. So if you post as many questions as you want and the team will get through as many of them as possible by the time 7 p.m. rolls around today. So you can post it in the group today. Let me see if I got anything else. Let me see. People joining. After a week of indulgences with my son's wedding. Hi, Darcy. Oh, I love that. Congrats. And daughter-in-law's birthday. I'm feeling rather bloated and gross. Worth it. Looking forward to digging in next 2 weeks before the spring-summer program. Would love to hit my lowest low. Okay, so make sure you're super clear on what you're going to do moving forward if you're going on your own. Make sure you are super clear on what you're going to do during the break. So are you going to continue to personalize the plan or are you just going to kind of like work the basics or are you just going to completely be like, fuck it, who cares? Make a plan for yourself in between the group. If you're rolling into maintenance, make sure you get signed up. There's a whole maintenance guide in the maintenance group. Ask for help. We have a whole team of people over there in maintenance ready to help you try to figure out kind of how we run the maintenance group, but I'll also use today not just to ask questions, but to make sure you're super clear on next steps. All right, should we get into survey results?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Okay, so what are we starting with?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you to everyone that filled it out. So as of yesterday, Saturday, when Ruth was compiling this, we had 2,541 people who filled it out.
Okay.
Ruth just emailed me now, said there's about 2,800. So more and more people have filled it out. And as Gina mentioned, we still have until April 22nd. So please get that in. So to start off a little bit about the members who answered the survey. So
yeah, I just want to say there's still time to fill it out. And even if you're a returning member, there's some new questions in there. So we would still love to hear your thoughts. Even if you've already filled out the survey 10 times, we do it group by group by group. So if you've already filled it out, it's still definitely worth taking time to fill it out again.
Yeah. So okay, to start off with some demographics. So out of the entire group, not the people that just entered the survey or filled it out, we had 96% that were women, 3% men. That's kind of typically what the percentages are. We know there's a lot of guys behind the scenes that are doing it as well.
Yeah. They're not official.
Non-official.
Yeah, we hear so often that they're doing it with like behind the scenes, and we definitely are working towards gearing our program towards men specifically. Right now, we're just focusing on the people who show up, and the program works for everybody. But I mean, eventually down the road, Tony's going to host a men's program.
Am I? News to me. Breaking news.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay, sorry. So a lot of women, yes. But we are still here for the men.
And in terms of the age breakdown, so our biggest demographic is that 45 to 54 age group. It's 33.2%.
Yeah.
And then it's the 55 to 64, which is 27.1%.
Okay.
Then it's the 35 to 44, which is 17.1%.
Yeah.
And then we have our 65 plus, which is 13%.
So quite 13%.
A few of our members are over 65.
Can I just say how much I love this? Because there are two questions that people ask whenever they are, well, three. Three questions that people ask. One, can I be a vegetarian and not eat meat and still do the program? Yes. The other one is, does it help with hormones, you know, being menopausal? Does it help with that at all? Of course it does. And the other one is age. So many people are like, I'm old, whatever. Is the program still going to work for me? So I love that. I said, we're going to market our program as all the pausals. If you're any pausals, the program works. If you're any age, the program works. But I especially love that because I know so many people, or I've worked with so many people who go to their doctors, and their doctor's like, well, it's just how it is. It's how it's going to be. You know, your metabolism goes down as you get older. Your weight goes up. It's just like, just deal with it. And you don't have to deal with it. You can live your best. You can feel just as good at 90 as you did when you were 19. For some people, even better. So
yeah.
I love that we're hitting that older demographic. Also, I'm older. Oldish. I'm getting there. I'm going to be 51. So Tony's not. He's so young still. So
we both are. Come on now.
Okay, what was the number again? 13%. 13%. 65. I've noticed a lot of that in our Celebrate and Inspire post. People share, and I love that people share their age, right? I'm talking age all the time. I think it's good to know, you know, how old people are, because there's a lot of people who think, oh my goodness, oh, well, you must be 20 and never had a weight issue, and that's why you're successful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
In terms of countries, so we are in 50 countries for this group.
Okay.
The top five are Canada, which was 91.4%.
Yeah.
A lot of Canadians.
Yeah.
The U.S. is second at 7.6%.
Okay.
And then to round up the top five, it's the U.K., Mexico, and Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, Mexico creeped into the top five. They weren't really in the top five.
Well, I think it's because of our trips to Mexico. I think we need to do more trips to Mexico and Australia. I think New Zealand, Spain.
Yeah. Ireland, I think
Rome.
Six.
Where are my Romans at? Okay. Right. We're actually, speaking of marketing, we're trying to do more marketing in the U.S. So we kind of like pop up in little pockets. And this is why I say I feel like we're getting started, because we just like, compared to the whole diet industry, we're like this little speck of sand out there. So this is why we've been doing more marketing. We feel like the program is at a point where it's ready, works. We know it works. And it's just a matter of spreading the word. So you'll start to see more of our marketing efforts in the U.S. If you haven't seen that one where it's the diet that's sweeping across Canada, that was super cool. So
yeah. Okay. Now, in terms of overall engagement in the Facebook group, so these are Facebook analytics for this group, we had 906 posts,
906 posts. Yeah. We had 906
posts.
We posted 906 posts.
Yes. That's probably more than any other group.
It's way more than any other group. Because the average, I think we averaged 400.
No, it's like 600 or something.
Okay, but then we did all those engagements. So that you might have noticed that's what's new for us is we want to hear from our members. We want to provide. I think the diet industry is at a place and our members are savvy enough to have really thoughtful conversations about dieting, you know, with all the weight loss drugs that have come out. Obviously, we want to be a place where we can talk about that and have conversations. So that's one thing that we did differently this group is we really asked for discussion. And provided a place, I think, to discuss. If this is supposed to be the place where you're supposed to show up every day and work towards your weight loss goals, then it should encompass everything that you're doing, not just following the program and not just like what is community if we're not, if we're all just like following the program together, that's great. But it's a whole other depth to it when you add discussion behind it. So a lot of those posts were like polls and asking for people's feedback and thoughts and discussion. So I want to do more of that next group. So I love that.
Okay, so 906 posts, 161,662 comments.
What? 101?
61,000.
161,662. So 160,000 comments. So our team is good, man. Because our team literally responds to every single question.
393,143 reactions.
So those are likes and loves and mad faces. That people only give us by accident.
Usually those are by accident. There might be a couple of real ones.
There might be a couple.
Here and there. And a new stat here, Libby AI. So you guys know that we have Libby AI in our app. And so we do count the number of questions asked.
Oh.
And we had 62,353 questions asked in Libby AI.
Wow. Yeah. That is so great. We've been working. So we put out Libby AI. Is this our second group with it? Yeah. Is it?
No, it's
third group? When did we put Libby AI out?
We launched in the fall, second group.
So this is our second group. So we didn't just like put it in there and left it. So we have a whole team of people who are in working on the Libby AI because it's just our database. So it's not like you can ask it about, I don't know, travel and it's going to tell you, maybe you'll mention Mexico or I don't know. But you can't, it's like all program specific AI. And so with that, the team goes in there and because, you know, sometimes you can ask it some questions in the very beginning, you got some crazy responses. So the team has gone in there. And we'll continue to work on fine-tuning those responses. And what's really cool for next group is they've actually gone in. If you ask a question about water, they'll answer that and then link to the post where you can find the information, which is really cool too. So we're always leveling that up.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't we get on to the survey responses. So a little bit about our members.
So they also need to start tracking how many members start singing in the comments.
And someone put track memes.
Track memes. Memes. Yeah, we should track memes. We should track memes.
We love those though. All right, so back to the survey responses. So in terms of who heard about the Libby method from someone else or from someone they know, 91.3% were referred.
Wow, I love that.
43% were first-time members.
So that, so wait, I'm gonna, because I know I'm going on about my marketing. So that's how much percent? 91%?
91%.
So 91% is by referrals. And so this is why, which is great, because you guys keep doing the program and telling your friends and telling your family, and I love that, and that's how we've grown 21 groups later. And this is where marketing, this is why I keep freaking out, guys, about the marketing, because what's happening, and we want it to happen, is that we're telling new people who've never heard of us, and that's what we're doing with marketing, and that's doing really well. So this is why I want to make sure that you get in, all your friends and all your family get in, because of all those people that I talked about who help do the stuff behind the scenes and make sure your questions get asked and answered, they're in limited supply in the sense we have who we have. And of course, we're going to do some more hiring in the future, but especially for this next group, we have our solid team of amazing people, but we're also very mindful that you continue to get the service that you want, like being able to post your questions to your answers to the 20 questions. Now it's constantly people label, how many people do you have? This is where we're constantly weighing how many people are just using the app or how many people are in the Facebook group and using both, how many people are asking questions in the Libby AI to figure out how many people we can take in each group. But we're just starting. So 91% is referrals. And so we're also working on this massive marketing campaign. So hopefully when they come together, it's going to be like magic.
Yeah. Okay. 43% were first-time members.
Yay! Hi, everyone. It's the first time. Hello, hello, hello.
96.6% decided to join to lose weight as 96. Opposed to solidifying or maintaining.
So 97%
wanted to lose weight.
So they're here to lose weight. Yeah. And then the other percent, because we get people who don't even want to lose weight.
They
just want to be healthier. In fact, the Living Method is like a How to Get Healthy 101. So they just want to get healthier. And then we have obviously a percentage of people who are coming back to solidify their weight for maintenance. Yeah. Okay.
85% identify themselves as someone who has been trying to lose weight for many years.
85%, yeah.
71.5% of members have done Weight Watchers. 39% use MyFitnessPal. 31% have tried keto. Well, thank God you found us. over 20% have tried one or more of Atkins, Tops, Noom, nutritionist, personal trainer, or intense exercise.
Well, so what's interesting is because I think in order to do a program like mine, you have to be tired of the diet industry. Yeah. You have to have been like, fuck it. Like, you know, this is like, we want this to be the last diet you ever do. This is why you have nothing to lose but weight. That's why we say that, because especially for the cost of the program, which we try to keep it affordable, $75, you have nothing to lose, right? And I specifically kept that price low knowing you've done all the other diets. Like you've done them all, especially by the time you get to where our demographic is by that age range, that 35 to 65 and up, you've done a lot of the diets.
Yeah. And 7.95% report that this is their first weight loss program.
7.95. That I love that stat too. I think, you know where, I think this comes from the pandemic and the fact that a lot of people gained weight during the pandemic and they're just kind of waiting for a good time to lose the weight. So that's where I'm guessing. I'm not no researcher or nothing, but that's where I'm guessing that's coming from. But I love and I feel so honored and lucky you that this is your first diet, because this is a good diet to do for your first diet. Love that.
Yeah, agree.
Oh, imagine the nice high metabolisms you have. Oh, geez, jealous. Okay.
Okay, a couple of interesting things here. So youngest member who filled the survey, again, 2,541 people. These are based on those people who filled this out.
Still time to fill it out if you're just tuning in.
Youngest member, 18 years. Eldest member, 85 years.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. 18 and 85. I love us. I love our program.
18-85 for everybody.
Just cool enough for the young whippersnappers, right?
But easy enough for those.
Easy enough. Well, yeah, this is why I designed it, right? Because everything's easy to read. The app is really easy to use, you know, because I'm getting up there. And.
All right. Yeah. So in terms of people filled out the engagement section.
18 to 85. I love that.
76.5% of members who filled this survey out check into the Living Method multiple times a day.
Thank you
very much for that. 76.5%.
76. That's why people are so, we know this from Ruth and the conversations. If you have not listened to the Ruth Kane conversations, there's two of them. One we had in the group recently and then one we had in maintenance. I highly suggest that you do, because there's good tidbits and takeaways about what's the common denominator of people who are really successful in doing the program. And one of the biggest is participating in community. Yeah. And I love that people are just using the app. They're still successful just doing that. That's cool too. But we know research tells us that when people do it with other people or you do it as part of the community, you tend to have more success. And the more you check in, the more successful you will be, because you're bringing it to the forefront of your mind. You're more in tune. You're more mindful, right? You're more likely to continue to do the things that you need to do when you are focusing on them every single day.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me really happy to hear.
So that's a great
stat. Huge.
And then, so that's multiple times per day. 16.6% check in once per day. So altogether, you have 92% of the survey participants who check in at least once per day.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I check in about 4 million times per day. You're more obsessed than me.
We're both a little obsessed.
You are way more obsessed than me. I want to comment and like on everyone's, but what happens when I comment too much in my own Facebook group, I get kicked out, which is craziness. Insane. Remember I was locked out this group?
Yeah.
There were 3 days where I got locked out of my own group. Couldn't even go in it. But anyways, okay. We love All Facebook.
Right. In so terms awesome. Of, yeah, we love Facebook.
We love Facebook.
In terms of satisfaction, so 94.88% were satisfied, somewhat or very.
94%.
94.88%.
Somewhat? Were satisfied?
Or satisfied. Somewhat and very. Combined.
Okay.
74.2% are very satisfied.
Yay!
And 1% report being dissatisfied. So 26 members.
Fuck them. Please. That's what I always say. Fuck them. Fuck that person. No, seriously.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
If you were dissatisfied,
let us know.
For whatever reason, honestly, we want to know, because I want to know why. Why didn't it work for you? Why are you dissatisfied? What can we do about it? And I'm being honest. Well, you're always honest, but I'm being honest about this, even though I joke about fuck off, fuck you. We really do want to hear from you, because we want to figure out what is it that you need from us. What more can we do? We want to help every single person get across the finish line at the end of the program. So, and this is how the app came about, the book came about. This is why we support people and ask questions, because we want this to be the last diet that every single one of you do. And we truly want you to move on for the rest of your life,
Sally,
and not have to worry about fucking Sally.
Leave Sally alone. All right.
Seriously. We do want to know. That's why I say the good, bad, and the ugly. It hurts my soul. I cry for days afterwards, but it's fine. But I'm fine. Yeah. I've gotten better. I only cry for half a day. It's gotten a lot better recently.
It has, yeah. It used to be all day, a few days. You have gotten a lot better.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyways, moving on. Health and medical issues. So 32% reported having no health issues when entering the Living Method.
Oh, that's good for them. That's
but,
great.
But there were obviously some members that are battling a variety of different health
conditions.
A lot, yes. So about 18% reported high blood pressure. 14.8% said high cholesterol. 12.5% report thyroid issues. 12% are missing.
How much? What's thyroid? How many?
12.5%.
Okay. Wow, that's lower than I thought it would be. Okay.
12% reported missing a gallbladder.
That's why there's a post on it. We talk about that.
10% report mental health challenges.
Oh, that's a lot lower than I thought. I would have thought that would be 90% these days.
Yeah, 9% report depression. But basically, what this is saying is that people do enter the program.
How many people have diabetes? Is it
4.2%.
That's it?
4.2% with diabetes.
Oh, these are the people who filled out the survey. Yeah, okay.
So basically, this lets us know that there's a range of different issues that our members are navigating through, and also speaks to the importance of getting regular blood checkups, to monitor health issues, to be able to adjust medications, and constantly stay in touch with your healthcare professionals.
Well, and our guests have been amazing. I think our guests really have leveled up this whole program, being able to have that kind of information from our guests and tangible things that you can do. But you know what I love about that is that with those percentages, how we go above and beyond to address and talk about and discuss those things.
Yeah.
And this is why I say, the majority of people who do the program run through it, easy peasy done, thank you, they're out of here. But obviously, we want to be here to support the people who have a harder time. It's a little bit trickier for them. That's why we spend so much time talking about hormonal issues and thyroid issues. And if you're a diabetic and, if you have this or you have that. So it's just it's how far we're willing to go.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right. Next question. When did members begin losing weight?
Yes, this is a good one.
Yeah. So 36.6% reported losing weight during prep week. 36.6.
Wow. Yeah. You know why? Because we are getting more savvy. Like, we used to hold off on the information because we wanted you. Well, the reason why we used to do that is because when I was doing the program on my own, I tried sending out the food plan and the information ahead of time, and I got thousands of questions sent to my personal email. And I can't. And also, I set a start date to work, and then all of a sudden I started working the minute I sent out those emails. And so it was just a lot. And so this is why we want people to ask the questions in the group when we start, where the team is there to work. But now, because we have the book, people can get their hands on the book ahead of time, that we've started sending out those emails again. We started posting more information in our support groups, in the welcome guides. We're actually getting, people are becoming more savvy, I think, with where they're at in the diet industry. So they're kind of knowing more what to do before they even get started on the program. They're prepped for prep week, which is why I think that's what's happening there, which is amazing. How many people have we heard from that, Kelly Sweeney? There's so many people in our Spill the Tea conversations who started, they couldn't get into the groups and started losing before they even got into the groups. So I love that. Okay.
Okay. 76% were losing weight by week two. So by the time 76%
by week two.
81% were losing weight by week four. So that means that there was still 12% that began losing weight between week six and week 12. So still a lot of people that don't begin losing weight until after week six.
Yeah, you're not alone. It's totally normal. But that's also why we spend so much time addressing the people. That's why we have those posting conversations if your weight is slower to move, because for some people, that's the reality. We know it doesn't stop them from reaching their goal. We've had enough conversations with people. So the majority of people are losing just fine, but this is why we spend so much time addressing the people who are having a harder time. Again, it's about getting everybody across that finish line. So.
Then the next question after that was, when did members report noticing changes in their body?
I'm going to guess 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
4 weeks, yeah, 60%, 4 weeks.
4 weeks, because you're including prep week.
It's always a lag.
And then it takes about a few weeks. Yeah. It takes about, you know, usually on a crappy, shitty diet, you would notice like, or any kind of change, is 6 weeks before you start noticing, like at least. That's why I fast forwarded a couple weeks, because I'm like, ours would be sooner because you're doing more from the get. Our members coming back are maximizing. So that's amazing.
Yeah. So 5%, only 5% noticed their body changing during prep week, 28.5% in week two, and 60% by week four.
Well, because especially if people are losing, their body is working on losing, and then your body, that's where they're hitting those plateaus. That's when the people who are losing in the beginning start to plateau, and that's where their bodies start changing.
Yeah. So that's, it speaks to the importance of the lag and the plateaus and how they're essential.
And then for everybody else who loses later, their bodies were adjusting and getting used to the changes that they're making.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh, it's getting hot out here.
Next session. Non-scale victories. And we only included the ones that reported by more than 50%. So what do you think was the top non-scale victory?
I hope it's, I don't know. More in tune with their body's needs. More in tune with their portions.
That is number three.
That's number three?
Yeah.
Oh.
The top one is my clothes fit better, 67.5%.
Okay, well, that's, I'll give people that. Yeah. Amazing.
Then the next one's fewer cravings.
Oh, that's
great.
Huge. Yeah. Because I know so many people come in thinking that they're addicted, they have no control, all of that. And there's a lot that you can do. I love that.
So 63.7% reported fewer cravings, 63.3% reported feeling more in tune with their body's needs, 51.5% reported increased energy, 50.5% reported better sleep, and 50.12% reported improved relationship with food.
That's amazing.
So some great
non-scale victories. That's huge. I was just reading Helen's comment here. She said, repeating the program makes finding new non-scale victories difficult. Yeah, or they're maybe not as tangible, right? Like you're just more calm, more confident. Maybe you don't have those types of ones on the list. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many. You
can add some more, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The next questions are related to community. So 75.95% feel part of the community, usually or always.
Oh, yay.
And then 70% report that being a part of the community is important to their weight loss journey.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yep. We know that. We know that. That's why our program works so well for so many people. A lot of people really feel alone when they're trying to lose weight, especially even though they live in a house full of people, they feel like they're not being supported by friends or by family, you know, and this, you know, we used to talk more when diets were more, something that you would do that was cool. And you talked about it, you get together, you would talk diets, you'd freely discuss it. And now you can't, it's like, you can't share it with people. It's like, you can't say you're on a diet, or you can't really, it's not cool to talk about diets. It's not cool to ask someone if they've lost weight anymore. It's not cool to comment on someone's weight anymore. So it's a little bit messed up. And so, you know, I love that people feel a sense. You need a place to feel like you are part of something and you have the support that you need.
All right. Next parts are about what elements of the Livvy program are helpful to members' weight loss journey. So I'll list, what do you think was the top element of our program that was most helpful?
Oh, like you mean out of our resources?
like all the different like elements of the Libby method.
I'm going to say being able to ask questions. Is that part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is there.
Gina. Tony was exceptional. He's definitely part of it.
No. It was 95.95% reported that Gina's chats with guest experts.
Oh, yes. Oh, they were insane.
Guest experts.
They were so good. I am in love with our guest experts. I mean, I'm in love with the conversations that we're having with
our guest experts. That was second. What? First was Daily Post about healthy eating, water, nutrition.
Daily Post,
Yeah, 97%.
Yeah, because it adds depth to what you're doing. I love a deeper level of understanding. It's all about that deeper level of understanding of what you're doing, and it helps you connect with it, and which is what you could just follow the guidelines each week. But what we're learning with the added info, and then you add the layer on the guests on top of that, and you layer our guest experts, and then you layer our actual, like, spill the tea guests and our Libby Loser spotlights.
So it was the post, informational post, the content, obviously.
Yeah.
Then it was the chats with the guest experts, and then it was your check-ins, 95.75%. The morning check-ins were helpful.
The one I forgot to do today.
Oops.
Totally forgot. We took the day off yesterday, our first day off. We didn't do anything. So it was first day off in like, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And then I got carried away with my day off and forgot to do the work I needed to do.
And then 91% said the flexible anytime access.
Yeah.
So through the Facebook group, the app, like just you can access the book.
We want to make it easy for people. Yeah. That's the whole point. We do want to make it. I was thinking about that this morning. Like, there's a lot to it, but there has to be a lot to it because, you know, a lot of you have been trying to lose weight for a really long time. And we want to make sure everyone has the information that they need, the resources that they need. But there's like an art to making sure it's done. It's like easy for people. It fits into their lives, right? Oh, I love hearing that. Love that. Gina's F-bombs.
Gina's F-bombs.
Right, Sandra? Yeah, for sure. My F-bombs.
We'll put that in the survey next time. Let's see how many people respond to that. That might be a winner. All right, moving on.
I do like, I think though the check-ins too, because not because it's me. I think it's the routine of showing up for yourself, setting your intentions, and the check-ins give you a reason to kind of get you in that frame of mind each day. And I think the one thing that makes us different, well, one of the things that makes us different than any other diet, it is a guided program and process. So you're not just waking up, counting, weighing, and measuring every day. I was thinking about this the other night and knowing that the end was coming, how when I was overweight and I was working at the gym, and I didn't count or weigh or measure. I just hardly ate anything. I was just like, well, if I don't eat anything today, for sure my calorie count is low. But the fact that it's a guided program and process, that every day there's something to talk about, focus on, that the tweaks change each week. Like there's purpose and meaning behind it. Intent. There's intent behind it. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. Moving on. Confidence in their weight loss.
Yeah, here's one. Lorraine, 20 pounds down and a new great relationship with food, improving my mind and body connection, looking forward to the next round and improving, further improving this relationship. I love that. Oh, okay.
All right. So the section about confidence in their weight loss journey.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
So 31.1% are extremely confident in their continued weight loss journey.
How much?
31.1% are extremely confident.
Extremely. Okay.
And 95%. There we go. 0.01% are confident, somewhat or very or extremely. So 95%. 31 are extremely confident.
That's my favorite. That almost makes me cry. That's probably my favorite. That's my favorite stat. Yep. That's what we want. That, because so many people I know coming into this think it's not going to work. You know, like you've done all the diets. So I love hearing that. And then further to that we know 98% of people in the maintenance group, 98% of people in the maintenance group feel confident in moving forward and being able to sustain and maintain their weight. That's 98%. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay. How did members interact with the Libby method? So this asked about, you know, cell phone usage or Facebook or app.
Book,
so 78.3% used their cell phone through the Libby method app.
Oh, wow.
9.6% use their cell phone to directly access Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
So cell phone was the main. Yeah, and cell phone.
So really, if you're using Facebook, you're using an app. So you might as well use our app to go along with it. So many people are nervous about using our app, a new technology.
Yeah,
but you're using an app anyway.
Yeah, this is more cell phone and computer. That question. So, how many people use the Living Method app and Facebook? 82.3% use the app and Facebook together.
Nice.
15.65% only use the app. So only 15.65.
That's a big percentage. That's still huge. Just using the app. So, yes. Well, that's good. I love that. I mean, that's why we developed the app. As you know, a lot of people aren't big fans of being on Facebook. You know, as much as I love the community and people love the community, some people might not be so inclined to be part of the community. They just want to use their app, do their thing, and move it along already. So we want to provide a little bit something for everybody. So I love that. That's kind of amazing.
The next stats are about the podcast.
Oh, yes. So, okay. Can I just take a minute? And this is big news about the podcast. So we now have two podcasts. So you know how...
Oh, balloons. That's cool.
I wish I knew how to do that. So we have two new podcasts. So we have a new podcast. So you know how we had the Way in Magina podcast, and that's where you would go and listen to the daily lives, the guest experts. Now, it made sense for us to move that into a new podcast called the Livy Method podcast. Really easy. You're following the Livy Method diet, and then you're going to listen to all of the daily lives, the guest experts. So all the stuff we talk about in the group will now be found on a totally different podcast called the Livy Method podcast. So you're going to want to find that podcast. I think maybe they're linking it today or tomorrow. They're going to link it. Well, tomorrow's Monday. We'll probably send out an email. Find the Livy Method podcast and favorite that one as well. So that's where all of the live segments are going to be on the Livy Method podcast. We'll still have it. We'll have it linked to through the app as well. So if that's how you found them, we're going to link that podcast to the app. You don't have to do anything there. If you listen to them through the app, that's how you'll be able to find them, but they'll be there. And then the Way in with Gina podcast is going to be about a variety of other topics related to weight loss, yes, but also health and wellness. I have some amazing celebrity guests that are going to be joining with me, a guest experts, and this gives us an opportunity to talk about, like, for example, I've talked about the keto diet, I've talked about the low carb diet, I've been talking about diets, and not biased, pretty biased, of course biased, but no, they're still actually, it's about the science behind them, where I actually share my honest thoughts on them, and every diet has some value in it, and so we kind of highlight that. Of course, we talk about it against the Living Method, but it's an opportunity to talk about so many more things other than just the daily lives, so... Yeah, so that's the difference. So now we have two, the Way in with Gina, which is what you've been using to listen to the live segments, but we're moving those live segments over to the Livy Method podcast. So that's where you're going to be able to find all the new segments moving forward when it comes to our new group. So on Monday, I think they have my first Way in with Gina guest segment for our new podcast. We also have an Instagram page too, Way in with Gina, so you should find that.
Yeah. All right, so 77.7% report that having access to the podcast were helpful.
77.7%. Because we didn't have them on a podcast before. Nope. We just had them as videos in the group, and then people wanted them as a podcast. And so we're like, okay, let's figure out. That was a survey thing. And so then we started a podcast. People love it. Because you can download and listen like at your leisure offline, whereas if you kind of need data. So if you're going for a walk, you don't want to have to listen to the video, right? And then your phone, like,
So 68.8% actually access the recordings of Gina's lives and sessions through the podcast. So number of people do use it.
68.8%. Holy smokes. That was a good idea. Okay.
All right. That's pretty much it for some of the results. Ruth also included a couple of quotes that thought might be great to share.
Okay, you can read them. These are my sunglasses. They're my reading glasses, but...
All right, so the first quote, I really enjoyed my first program. Gina's knowledge is amazing and the program works. There's a roller coaster of emotions and feelings throughout. And just when I felt like it wasn't working, Gina would post something and make it click again.
Aww, I love that. Yeah.
Next quote, this is an amazing program. The level of information, support, and interaction are so far beyond any other program out there. Gina gives so much of herself to help everyone to succeed. Her team are so supportive of the members because they've been there themselves.
They have.
The guests are all excellent, and I appreciate having the podcast to listen to when I'm in my car or walking.
Yeah.
The program is multi-layered and yet easy to follow and understand.
Yes. And that means a lot that Ruth picked those, because you know Ruth.
Yeah. And there was a lot that she selected those two.
Well, because she's studying. She wants to, she's studying what's working about it and why it works. And so we want to go to the next. So we went to the Canadian Obesity Summit. When did we go? 2023, last year.
Yeah.
And so we provided what we've learned about people losing weight on the Living Method. The Living Method works. And people are losing a clinical amount of weight quicker than on other diets out there. It's really amazing, and actually getting healthier and more in tune. All the same stats. So we presented these amazing stats, and they were like, okay, great. So your program works, but you have to prove to us that people can maintain these results. Because that's where the diet industry is at right now. No one can figure out how to maintain the results. And that's one thing I know personally, because I've helped so many people over the last 30 something years of my life, and I would see them and still maintaining their weight. Like, and that's the thing, that I had to come up with a way where the results stuck, because I've kind of like lived in a small town or helped people in certain social circles where I've continued to see them over and over again. And I needed them to be able to maintain their weight, because that would be not great for me to see somebody 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later who paid me a lot of money to help them lose weight, and then they've gained it all back. So out of like survival, I had to figure out a way to help people sustain and maintain their weight. So now at the next obesity summit, we want to go there and prove that the Living Method not only is great for healthy weight loss, but you're going to be able to maintain and sustain your weight. And that's where we're putting so much focus. And so that's where Ruth is now. Ruth is still obviously collecting the data from the current survey, so please take time. You have until the 22nd to fill it out. But really her focus moving forward is on maintenance and, you know, proving that the Living Method works when it comes to being able to sustain and maintain your weight. Because that's we don't want you coming back. We want you to move on, lose your weight, move on, go live your life, come back as many times as you need in order to reach your goal. Obviously, that's how the program works. But I want you to go live your life and never have to worry about weight loss again. That's truly our goal around here.
All right. So
okay, sorry.
The final stats to report are the weight loss stats. So out of a total of 2,469 valid entries for the weight loss data part.
Okay.
90.2% recorded losing some weight.
90.2. Wow. Yeah. But that's pretty good, considering there was, what was the percentage of people who didn't even come to lose weight? There's like 7% of people who, or something.
Yeah, like 4 or 5%.
Yeah. Didn't even come to lose. Yeah. Okay.
2.3% reported weight remained unchanged.
Yeah. That
so
happened.
57.
Yeah.
And 185 people, or 7.5%, reported weight increased. So this is the total.
Oh, 100 and something people.
185. 7.5%.
Yeah. Okay.
So the total weight loss in pounds by members who lost weight was 26,070 pounds. 26,070 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
The average was 11.71 pounds.
Okay.
11.7.
That's on par with that one. That's where we said with Ruth. It, like, as much as people are losing like 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds, the average is 1 to 2 pounds a week, which is still amazing. 1 pound a week is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all members.
That's all members.
So if you break it down into first time members, so Ruth likes to look at, you know, first time members as well.
Yeah.
There is 1,077 first time members who reported weight loss.
Who filled out the survey.
Who filled out the survey.
Thank you. Yeah. That's amazing.
99% record losing some weight. 99% of first-time members.
Of course.
0.65% said weight remained unchanged, and 1.3% said weight increased.
Yeah.
Total weight loss for first-time members was 15,123 pounds for an average of 14.32.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I love it. Wow.
There you go.
So the Living Method works.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
I guess.
Thank fucking goodness.
Woo! We all got a job still. A little worried there. Thanks for confirming, Ruth. Everybody, you're back to work tomorrow.
Ruth doesn't fudge those numbers.
No, she doesn't.
As much as we'd like to pay her, she doesn't fudge those. She don't mess around, Ruth. She doesn't fudge those numbers for sure. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so that's it.
All right. This is where we have to say goodbye.
Well,
okay, what do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank our amazing team, which Gina did mention before. They work really hard. They're passionate. They're dedicated. And they just want to help people. So, amazing team, our amazing partners. So we can't forget our partners, amazing guest experts.
Yeah. Because our guest experts, we don't pay them.
No.
We don't really benefit at all. Obviously, some of you guys seek out their services and stuff, which you should, because they're amazing. But we've been able to find guests who are on the same mission as me. They've become really good at what they do, and they're truly, their passion is helping people. And I think that is so special.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth saying that we're not paying anybody to come on. It doesn't benefit them. They're really here because they want to share their knowledge. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and some of our, you know, the companies that also we partner yes. with or support, Deep Marine Within Us, Natural Calm,
yeah,
who have donated a lot of great things for our giveaways. So thank you to them.
Yeah, again, we want to partner with. So even when you listen to our podcast and we have sponsorships over there, because we do take money for that, that helps keep the cost low. Because one of the things we want to do is, in fact, we've been meeting with some business people and they're amazed at how we are able to keep the cost low. Their minds are blown. And it's through things like sponsorship for the podcast. But even then, we don't just take sponsorship for anybody. It has to be products that we actually have used ourselves or that we love and that we know really, really well. Or we do our research in terms of, are they a good company? So even when it comes to that, that's really important for us. Yeah. So yeah. Deep Marine, there's within us, obviously, yeah. two really great. I mean, I've seen several people posting how they might switch over. Like, they really are quality superior products with a really amazing team of people behind them.
Canadian companies as well.
Yeah, Calm Magnesium. I mean, I've been telling people to use Calm for like probably as long as they've been in business. So just so happens that they're great people too, thank goodness. So our partnerships, yes, okay. So.
Yeah. And then finally our members. Without them, obviously our amazing community, our members, our Libby Losers, without them we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing. So thanks for putting your trust and your faith in us, and you know, we love you all, and we're excited to see you in the spring.
Yes, and our Spill the Tea guests,
yes,
our Libby Loser spotlights, and each and every one of you who show up every day and like part of the 100,000 likes and loves and the 160,000 comments, like that is what you guys are, the community. You make up the community that so many people benefit from. Even the people who never comment at all, never ask a question. They don't need to. A lot of times we hear because you've asked the question that they have, or you shared something that was really personal that they're also dealing with. So big, massive shout out to you guys who are joining us today.
Yes. And that's
it. Oh, I hate this part.
Yeah. Day 91.
But we're going to be back. So make sure you ask as many questions as you need. Be super confident before you leave the group today. Follow us over on social media. Make sure you join the new group. Make sure you sign up for the next program. Make sure you get into that Facebook support group. Make sure you unlock the new group in the app. You don't lose any of the information in your current app. That's going to be saved in your winter program. We'll let you know when the book is out. And I think that's it. We just want to say thank you for putting your faith in us. It's not lost on us that we have a whole team of people, me included, Tony included. We get to do what we do, and we love what we do, and we get to do it because of you.
Yes.
So thank you for putting your faith in us and signing up. Thank you for sharing with your friends and family. Thank you for being such an important part of our community. And
all right.
That's it. All right.
Bye, everyone.
We gotta go. Bye, everyone. We gotta go eat. Tony, you're probably starving at this point. Yeah, he's really hungry.
I need some eggs. Bye,
thanks. I'll see you. We'll see you when you see you. Bye, everyone.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.